So, the first part then, should I buy a printer or a multifunctional product? Big question. Big question where most people get bored. The first decision you need to make is whether to, of whether you're going to buy a printer or a multifunctional product, or MFP. Multifunctional products which print, copy, scan and fax are more versatile than printers and will provide you all-in-one solution to all of your document needs. They are, however, more expensive to purchase. If you already have a scanner or a fax machine on your desk, or you have access to a departmental copier or MFP, it may just make sense to buy a printer. That said, before making a decision, do carefully consider the advantages of multifunctional technology. Combining print, copy, scan, and fax functionality in a single compact unit actually simplifies operation, releases space, and it does reduce overall expenditure. To explain this last point, multifunctional products use the same supplies, ink and toner, for printing, copying and faxing, and as such they will only need a single service contract. MFPs, also referred to as multifunctional printers, multifunctional devices, all-in-ones, and whatever else as an industry we can come up with, we use the same print technology as single function printers. Lower end multifunctional products, those intended primarily for personal use, usually employ inkjet print technology, whilst higher end multifunctional products, which have been developed for business use, typically employ laser or LED print technology. When considering which multifunctional product to purchase, look closely at the specifications. Not all multifunctional products offer the same functionality or are as easy to use. Most multifunctional products combine print, copy and scan functionality. Some include fax, most don't these days to be fair. Some include a duplex for double siding and some include a document feeder that automates the scanning and copying. We'll look at some more of the features later on in the guide. As you can probably tell, I've read that, but in summary, from my experience, it's an age-old problem in that a customer wants as much as possible. He wants a feature-rich device, but doesn't want to pay anything for it. And that's no different if they were buying a car, a house, a pair of jeans, or going to a restaurant for a meal. People want the biggest bang for their buck. One of the most difficult things that I encounter is telling a customer or listening to what they need and then advising them that they need product A, but they spend most of their effort and time convincing me that product B will do. And you know, there comes a point where we either say no, we're not going to do that because it's the wrong machine, or we have to spend more time educating the customer. If a machine is cheap to buy, it's going to be expensive to run. If an machine is expensive to buy, chances are it's going to be cheaper to run. Now let me put that into some sort of perspective. Most of you will have a printer at home, a little HP or Brother, something of that nature. The actual hardware itself will probably cost less than £100 to buy. And then the toners will cost £30, £40, £50, £60 to put in. And they'll only have a yield of maybe 500 or 600 prints, depending on coverage, which is something else that I'll go into a bit later. On that basis, it's quite normal for a home printer, one that you've got in your bedroom or wherever your office is, it's quite normal for them to cost 20, 25 pence per colour. When we compare that to the cost of a photocopier, a proper MFP or D or whatever you want to call it, the copy charges or the print charges reduce significantly. So it's worth thinking about it. Also, if you have an office with 10 people in it, sticking one of these little printers in the corner that cost £100, yes, it saves a bit of money up front, but it's a false economy. Also, the devices aren't designed for that sort of volume, and within a relatively short space of time, less than 12 months, you'll find that parts start failing because they're being overworked. They're not designed for that. I've often heard a customer say to me, yes, but for the price of your machine, your MFP, that is going to do the job properly, I could buy maybe 5 or 6 printers throughout the year. And we multiply that up over a period of 3 years, say, and it's still cheaper for me to run these small devices. This may be true. However, that is just looking at the hard figures. What it's not considering is staff, how long it's taking them to print, change the cartridges, how much that's costing, lack of functionality, because a lot of these little printers don't allow you to double side, sort, staple, and all those things. And also A3 is another thing. But another subject for another time. So, in summary then, what should you buy? Do you need a printer or do you need an MFP? How many people, how many copies or prints is it going to do, and how much do they actually cost to run? If you're a one-man band doing 10 prints a day, you'd probably get away, you'd be alright with a printer. If you've got 4 or 5 members of staff doing 500-600 copies a day, then that little machine isn't going to do it for you. Okay, let's go see how that sounded.